On today's Smart 7, more Gardaí head to Dublin streets, Putin gets his revenge and lots more. It's Thursday the 24th of August, it's National Waffle Day and happy birthday Stephen Fry. There won't be Gardaí with guns on the streets of Dublin anytime soon. That's according to Gardaí after a meeting with Dublin business owners on Wednesday. It comes amid increasing concerns after attacks on tourists and a stabbing on Grafton Street, which saw Gardaí host a forum in the Gaiety Theatre to hear comments and share their plans to secure order on the streets once again. Richard Guiney is CEO of Business Group Dublin Town, and he says there's a strong desire for change amongst his members.
It was a very well-attended meeting. There was 187 business representatives at the meeting, so I think it reflected the fact that we're all together in this and that the perceptions of safety are very important for the business community.
Noel Anderson, owner of the Lemon and Duke pub, says things got awkward as their central demand is really pretty simple.
The number one ask in that room today was visibility. Visibility, visibility, visibility. There's lots of operations this, operations that. People are sick of hearing that word and they actually want operation, permanent visibility.
Gardaí are promising an extra 16,500 policing hours per month for the capital to get more Gardaí on the streets. Assistant Commissioner Angela Willis for the Dublin Metropolitan Area says that armed response units and the public order unit will also be available.
If there's a perception that it's not safe, well then that's nearly more worrying than it actually being not safe. So we'll continue to do our part, but we all agreed inside this requires a community approach, a partnership approach.
Sir, we have achieved soft landing on the moon. Yes. India is on the moon.
One small step for India, one giant leap for mankind. In what will go down as a historic moment, India's Chandrayaan 3 has become the first space mission to land near the South Pole of the Moon. It's third time lucky for India and comes just days after a Russian attempt ended in a crash. We've always heard about the dark side of the moon, but this will be the first time it might actually be explored. The scientists believe frozen water could be trapped in the craters there. If all goes to plan, the six-wheel Pragyan rover hidden inside the lander will roam the lunar surface, gathering images and data. India's PM Narendra Modi said this signals the dawn of a new India.
This success belongs to all of humanity and it will help moon missions by other countries in the future.
There was dramatic news from Russia on Wednesday afternoon. Footage emerged of what appeared to be a private plane tumbling from the sky over the Russian city of Tver, followed by a video of burning wreckage on the ground. According to Russian media and later Russian aviation authorities, the plane belonged to Yevgeny Prigozhin and he was amongst the passengers on board, none of whom survived. The head of the Wagner mercenary group had up to now avoided any consequences for his failed coup attempt, but it appears on the two-month anniversary, the long arm of Vladimir finally hit home. Sky News defence analyst Sean Bell says Yevgeny should have known better.
The only question in my mind is why he didn't see this coming. He seemed to be still remaining in circulation, and yet what it appears now very clearly that his card was marked, his days were numbered, and it's no great surprise that he's met an untimely end.
Meanwhile, the BRICS summit continued in Africa with leaders of Brazil, India, China and South Africa all present. Vladimir Putin gave a speech over Zoom and was busy defending his Ukraine special operation.
Our actions in Ukraine are dictated by only one thing: to stop the war unleashed by the West and their satellites against the people living in Donbas.
Thursday sees Donald Trump head to Georgia to formally hand himself in at Fulton County Jail. He's facing racketeering and conspiracy charges over his efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election in the state. Wednesday night saw the first Republican primary debate, which Donald missed out on, but he remains 40 points ahead of his nearest rival. One of Trump's 18 co-defendants who turned himself in for mugshots and fingerprints was former New York mayor and Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani. He says it's a dark day for America.
Whether you dislike or you like Donald Trump, let me give you a warning. They're going to come for you. When the political winds shift, let us pray that Republicans are more honest and more American than these people in charge of this government.
Still to come on the Smart 7, Rashida goes for gold and things get West Wing on the LA picket lines. Right after this.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back.
Wednesday night saw an Irish athlete hoping to win a sprint medal at a World Athletics Championship for the first time in 28 years. Rashida Adeleke had run her 400 metres semi-final in less than 50 seconds on Monday, but the competition in the final was fierce and she finished in fourth place with a time of 50.13 over a full second behind gold medalist Marilidi Paulinho of the Dominican Republic. There's no doubt that talent sprinting marvel has big things ahead for her though at just 20 years of age, and she spoke to Virgin Media Sport after the race in Budapest.
You know, at the end of the day, I gave it all I had, and you know, that's just my goal. Like, as long as I give 100%, I can't complain. So that's all on the track out there, and that's what I had.
The SAG-AFTRA strikes have passed the 48-day mark and there's no resolution in sight. Hollywood writers and actors are still striking over pay, conditions and most importantly the use of AI. The union's chief negotiator, Duncan Crabtree Ireland, called for leaders of Hollywood's major studios and streamers to step in to bring the sides to a new deal and get the industry back to work. Hollywood legend and West Wing star Martin Sheen hit the Burbank picket lines along with some of his fellow cast members.
Clearly, this union has found something worth fighting for, and it is very costly. If this were not so, we would be left to question its value. And so now we are called to support the union, support the leadership, and to stand together for the long haul, and to stick to it like a stamp.
Netflix have just released a trailer for part one of Rebel Moon, and no, it's not another one of the Star Wars franchise, though it could turn into a franchise in its own right if Zack Snyder has his way. He's a creator and was inspired by his love of Star Wars while creating the sci-fi epic. The movie stars Sofia Boutella as an enigmatic young woman who must search for fighters in the face of an invasion from an evil empire. Sounds slightly familiar, right? The first part is called A Child of Fire and is due to drop on December 22nd with part two in 2024.
I was given memories of a world I will never see.
What did he take?
Loyalty to a king I cannot serve. And love for a child I could not save.
You've been listening to the Smart 7 Ireland edition. We'll be back tomorrow at 7 a.m. Hit the follow button and have a great day. Give us 7 minutes and we'll give you the world.
Hi, this is Kira from the Smart 7 Ireland edition. Just to let you know, we're pausing this podcast from Friday the 25th of August, but you can still get up to speed in just 7 minutes if you search the Smart 7 and catch up with our UK edition. Thanks for listening.